Ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-ba, ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-ba, ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba, ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-ba, ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba, ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-ba, ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-ba.
Two minutes after 8 o'clock p.m., you are tuned to 106.1 WSCA LP Portsmouth. We are Portsmouth Community Radio. I'm Jim. This has been Turn It Up. That last track was I'm the One from Van Halen. And before that, Good Enough from 5150. My Kind of Girl and Sexy Little Thing from the self-titled Chickenfoot record. Happy 57th birthday to Michael Anthony on Monday the 20th. Michael Anthony, 57 years young. That guy never, I don't think he'll ever truly get old. But us Van Halen fans, we love him. Happy birthday, Mikey. And one more thing, in Van Halen news this past week, Mark Tremonti became that guy, the guitarist from Creed and Alter Bridge. Remember that kid when you were a kid that he got the most popular toy first and he went around the neighborhood and rubbed it in and you wanted to beat him up? Well, this week, Mark Tremonti was that guy, bragging that he has heard the new Van Halen album all the way through. He had great things to say about it, but it just makes me want to hate that guy even more because I haven't heard the new Van Halen album yet. So, anyways, I gotta go. Stick around for Fan Talk. That's gonna do it for Turn It Up. May the wind always be at your back and the sun upon your face and the winds of destiny carry you off to dance with the stars. See ya!
Now is 8:05. You listen to WSCA LP Portsmouth 106.1 FM and program on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and
The Press Room, offering live music and dining nightly with blues, jazz, folk, R&B, Latin jazz, and more, along with appetizers, sandwiches, and entrees, and now also serving lunch. More information available at pressroomnh.com.
All right. Thank them for that. So how are you today, Sarah?
Pretty good, you?
Pretty good. Had a good day. Hopefully people got down to the Kittery Block Party. That sounded like it was pretty cool. We did not make it.
We had family stuff.
Hopefully everybody else did in the whole wide world. Because It did sound like it was really exciting. There was a bunch of bands, and we had a table there. So hopefully that went well. What we're doing tonight
is
Whitney Wolanin. I think I got it right.
Oh.
She has a new album out, One. Her first kind of full-length EP that's solely hers. So without too much ado, let's get right in music. This is Far, Far Away from Whitney Wolanin off her One CD.
Bazooki's down a little bit.
She'd sit up expectantly, waiting to take her journey to the world of make-believe. Her mom would tell her stories of beautiful princesses and how in the end they find true love. Why is love always so far, far, far away? Slippers always break, but she's still wishing on stars. That happiness isn't far, far, far away. She's met Grumpy and Dopey, and even found a few charmies, but they never let her dream about a happy ending. But she'll keep pricking her finger on a spindle of lies if it delays the inevitable goodbye. Why is love always so far, far, far away? She knows no one ever stays, and glass slippers always didn't get enough sleep. I'm delirious from trying not to dream. Cause when I do, all I see is your smile. You soak up my weakness for a while and infect me. One minute I'm fine, the next I'm bleeding. I wanna fight you off, but I don't know how. I build myself up, but you knock me down and infect me. You infect me. But it's so.
Let's talk about the new album. All right, so Whitney Willannon gave me a call Monday, and this is the interview I did with her, and then we'll get right back to the music right here on WSCA LP Portsmouth 106.1 FM. Again, this is my interview with Whitney Willannon.
Whitney Willannon 1 is my new EP, and has six songs on it, and the songs are songs that I've written over the last 4 years of my life. I've been going to Vanderbilt University and being a full-time student and still recording during the weekends, during the summer, between school and mixing as well, because I had a hand in producing the songs. I wrote all the songs myself on my piano, and they're really just kind of my diary of my life over the last 5 years. So I was just so excited to finally release them because it's been a long process for sure.
Definitely. You go to Vanderbilt, is that right?
Yes. I'm finishing up this summer. I'll be graduating a year early. I'll be done in about a month. So
you're just outside Nashville?
Yeah. Yep. Right in Nashville.
How has the being around Nashville or where you from there affected you in your music?
I'm not from Nashville. I'm actually from Southwest Florida. But being in Nashville, I've been coming here since I was about 13 years old. And that's really when I decided I wanted to come to Vanderbilt. at 13, I knew where I was going to college. And luckily I got in. But Nashville is just, it's amazing. You know, the music community here is pretty tight-knit and small, and it's really easy to network and meet some incredible people and musicians. And I firmly believe we have some of the most amazing studio musicians in the entire world. So being able to work with them has just been an honor and a real pleasure.
That's very cool. What are you studying in Vanderbilt? Are you studying music or?
I've been studying music, but my major is human and organizational development, which is a really long phrase, meaning kind of businessy. We solve problems in organizations. And I decided to do that because I wanted to be able to take care of myself on the music business side of things as well.
Definitely. Your dad's record label, growing up in the music, tell us about that.
I mean, I've grown up around the music industry. I used to braid the hair of the guys in the rock bands when I was a little girl because I was around it. And I just grew to love it. I knew that I wanted to perform. And I decided when I was 12 years old that I was going to do it for the rest of my life. And my dad was like, no way. Like, music industry is just so difficult to make it. And it's also just so hard on a person. But I definitely kept going, and I eventually convinced him to at least let me try. So I auditioned for a lot of Nashville high people in the music industry and studio musicians, and they said that I was good enough to give it a shot. So really my career has just been given it a shot with my family supporting me, and I've just been so lucky to even have the opportunity to record my music.
Now, your sister co-wrote Loud and Clear with you?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. This is the first full-length CD, right? One? Or have you... You had an EP Girl, right?
Right, right. Yes, I also have a Christmas CD as well.
Okay.
But this is my first... just completely written all by myself.
Oh, okay.
So all the other ones I had a hand in the writing as well, but this one is really, I feel like, my first real CD because it's just really comes from the heart. And I feel like I've matured a lot, and this is how I always wanted my music to be.
Okay. What do you like to perform more, in the studio or live?
Oh, live, by a significant margin. There's nothing like performing live. The audience and being up on stage and lights and just kind of losing yourself in the live music. And when you're performing alongside amazing musicians, there's just nothing like it. You know, you come up with new things on stage. In the moment, you improv, and it's an incredible experience. It's my favorite thing to do in the entire world.
So, have you had a moment, or, well, I guess, I hate to say epiphany, because that always kind of, has there been a moment where it, besides all the stuff that your dad made you go through, a moment that was solely yours, solely something you did, and had that moment with saying, okay, this is incredible, and this is definitely where I need to be, and all that good stuff?
Right. I feel like I have those moments all the time. Like, anytime that I'm doing something that's really new to me in my career, I have that moment where I'm just like, this is what I'm meant to do, and this is what I love to do. I mean, I was just in the studio last week mixing a new Christmas song that I'll have coming out soon. And I was singing all day long and mixing. I was in the studio literally for like a significant portion of time. And I loved it. Like, I wanted to do it the next day. And every little thing feels huge, especially when you're, you know, just starting out and trying to make in the music industry, every little thing just feels like a gift in your career. So I get those feelings a lot.
Cool. Is there a track on one that's your favorite?
I would say, first of all, it's always really hard for me to pick a favorite because they're all, I'm kind of partial to them because I wrote them, but I would say Far, Far Away is one of my favorites that I've ever written. But all of the tracks on one, I love, and I love them for different reasons. So I could talk about all of them for days.
Now, One's Done. When did that get released? Just recently.
That was released in April.
So, have you been encouraged for the feedback and all the cool things happening around it?
I really have. I've gotten some great feedback from just people that heard of it and wrote reviews on it and really liked it. And also just from performing. I've done some live shows doing the songs off the album, but I really haven't been able to do a whole lot because I'm in school right now during the summer. But from the reception I've gotten so far, it's really encouraging. I performed Don't Take Her Away, which is on one, which is about my mother's battle with breast cancer, at the Dick Vitale Jimmy B Foundation Gala in Florida.
Okay.
And that was amazing. They raised over $1 million for cancer research that night, and I got to perform there and just hear some amazing stories about cancer survivors. And I just the power of music to affect real life results in cancer research has just amazed me. So I'm looking forward to pursuing that as well with the EP.
Now, you mentioned that pretty much most of this is like a diary for you.
Yeah.
Do you feel like people invading you now? Or every time you get these songs out, people seem closer? And I know with like Mindy Smith, when her songs come out, they're very personal. And it makes the audience feel closer to her. And sometimes there's no disconnect between somebody listening to the CD and thinking they know you. Does
right.
that happen?
I think so. And when I was younger, it used to make me uncomfortable to imagine someone listening to, you know, the words that are about my real life. And I would worry about, you know, the people that I wrote them about knowing they're about them kind of thing. But I think I've realized just from what people have given me feedback on is that it really does bring you closer to your fans. And I think it's a great connection to have. And I think that the specificity and the personalness of the songs really makes it more applicable to everyone's lives
now,
as opposed to general lyrics.
Going to college, putting out a CD and trying to promote the CD, there can't be much time for a whole bunch of other things. You must seem like you're overwhelmed at times.
I mean, I definitely have figured out how to do time management, kind of a crash course on that, doing Vanderbilt and this at the same time. But I have a great support system. My sister, my dad, and my mom are just there for me. So it makes it a lot easier that way to help them manage my schedule and everything that I have to do. But it's been a lot, but I'm really looking forward to moving on to the next chapter and being able to tour and promote it full time. So
yeah, so when might that be? Are you gonna, you're not gonna take the summer off, it sounds like.
Right. It will be August 1st. It's my last day of class, and we've already started looking opportunities to perform. So we're looking ahead in the fall, and I'm ready to start performing in the fall. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I mean, just getting done with class and going out on a tour. It must be nerve-wracking and exciting all at the same time.
You know, I'm not really nervous. I'm very excited, but you know, performing live is my favorite thing to do. So I feel like I'm like waiting for Christmas right now. So I'm pretty pumped.
Now, when you go out, is it just going to be you and your keyboard, or will you have a band behind you?
Well, I definitely do acoustic shows with just me and my keyboard, but I've been auditioning musicians for my band. Nashville's the perfect place to do it, so
definitely.
I will be putting together a band, so I'm really excited because the Winnie Land band's going to rock.
That's awesome. So, is there anywhere particular on a national tour that you haven't been that you want to go and say, so you're definitely trying to book that area?
I mean, really, there's nowhere specifically that I can pinpoint. I really just want to go everywhere. Anywhere that wants to have me, I will be there. I'm not too picky.
Tell everybody again where they can find Whitney Willannon. They get that wrong or right? Wrong. Julia?
Well, you can check out the music on my Facebook, which is facebook.com/WhitneyLannon, or you can go to my website, which is whitneyw.com. And also all of it is on iTunes and other online distributors.
Very cool. Are you on CD Baby? You on that?
I'm sorry?
Are you on CD Baby and Amazon and all that good stuff too?
Yep.
It must be, right?
Hey, this is Whitney Willannon, and you're listening to WSCA LP Portsmouth 106.1 FM.
Dad said family meeting at 5 miles mile, but it didn't touch her eyes. I knew something wasn't right. Dad said words, but I didn't hear anything besides. Mom's been sick for a little while. The ground opened up, my stomach fell right through, and I followed suit. I'm looking up from down there, grasping at the thin air, praying, please, not today, don't take her away, please, not today, don't take her away. Before the morning light, tears still streaming from my eyes. Not sure it was just a bad dream anymore. Sneak upstairs, sit by your bed, listen to her steady breaths so that I could breathe again. She'd stroke my hair when I cried, told God please take all of mine, just give it back her happy curls again, and please, not today, don't take her away, please, not today, don't take her away. I'm not meaning to be selfish. Broken heart, too tired to get up in the dark. On the bad days, but she made the good days outweigh all the bad days. And she's still my silver lining. I know nothing lasts forever. she keeps us together. So I pray, please, Natini, don't take her away.
MessageRoom.com is America's only known mobile Christian music ministry, bringing you the best of local, regional, and national music artists. On June 19th, 6 p.m., The Message Room will be presenting Nashville's Unspoken with local favorite Where Are the Nine, live in an up-close and personal setting.
This event is at Rogers Pizza, 869 Central Ave, Dover, New Hampshire, Sunday, June 19th at 6:30. $5 donation sponsored by Common Ground Ministries of Summersville. WSCW.org for more information.
You make my dream. body won't comply.
But guess what? You're of no worth.
Right there was Whitney Llewellyn. That was Shut Up off her first EP, Girl. And before that, you heard Butterflies off One. And then It Takes Two with her and, oh, goodness.
Someone.
Yeah, I have it here in front of me, Sarah. Stop doing that. She was with Jimmy Jameson. From Funkology 13. Pretty cool. I like that. I do like that It Takes Two version. Very good. And let's see. Don't Take Her Away was before that. Immune. And we started it off with It's Far, 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 Far Away.
Right.
So Whitney Llewellyn's new album, One... should be in stores everywhere. So check it out. See what you think. Pretty good stuff. I think something's going to happen for her soon. All things are, you know, she's already had a very cool career. I mean, she did the national anthem for the Mets. She's done the national anthem for the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty cool stuff. Let's look at the weather, and boy, that rain just, you know, you think you're in the heat, and then it just rains, right?
Yeah.
Like, have a 5-minute splash, and then we're done.
Yeah, and during those 5 minutes, you run inside, and it takes those 5 minutes to get inside.
And you're sweating your bum off, and then it rains. Decreasing clouds with a low 55 tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high 77. And tomorrow night's going to be a low 54. Monday, mostly sunny with a high 77 and a low 56 with a chance of showers Monday night. Tuesday, chance of showers with a high 75. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low 57. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high 80. And a low of 60, and a chance of showers. I think the chance of showers is one of them splash kind of flooding.
And the splash floods?
Yeah, we're going to call it a technical weather term tonight, the splash flood. the rain splash.
Weathermen, feel free to use that.
Oh, gosh. So you know. Like,
there is a chance of splash flooding.
Splash. Yeah, we don't want to say flooding, though, really? Splash.
Splash floods.
No. Yeah, that's not good, because we're not saying that it's going to flood everywhere. It's just going to rain for a second and stop. So what is that?
Splash showers?
Splash showers. Yes, that's the new term right there, splash showers. So, like I was saying earlier, the block party at Kittery happened today. That's pretty cool. What else is going on? Anything over there?
It's getting hot outside.
It is getting warmer. You got out of school Thursday, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Her last day was Thursday, and we're happy to announce that she is going to move up a grade, so that's always exciting.
Right.
For me, because sooner they get to the top, sooner they get away.
Thanks.
My kids ain't ever leaving me, ever. They love me too much. So we definitely need to give Whitney Llewellyn a thank you for giving us a call, taking the time out to interview with us, and definitely enjoying the One CD. So hopefully you check it out. Check out Girl, WhitneyLlewellyn.com. Just type in the name, Google, and she will pop up. She's in a very lot of places. So that's pretty cool.
I always look on Google. You can't find it on Google, but you're done. You're just done.
I kind of like the that she has done a cancer song because there's a lot of people doing the Relay for Life right now. Happened yesterday down in Worcester, Mass.
I saw a post thingy in Dover.
Happened in Wells last week. So it seems to be kind of that time of year to be thinking about breast cancer and
other cancers.
And cancers and raising awareness for it. So congratulations to her for, you know, when people write intimate songs and sing it, it kind of, it brings the fans closer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so sometimes I worry about that. If somebody being close to you and you're not really knowing them, but they feel like they know you.
I think it feel kind of weird.
I think so. So, anyway, we're going to play another track here.
Like all those people out there right now listening to us.
Right. They're kind of closer, but still far away.
Right. We don't know them, but they seem to know us.
They can hug us and all that good stuff. We don't mind. I don't mind any of that stuff.
Yeah, come get to know us and let us get to know you.
You can rub my bald head. I think it's gives love. I think, you know.
It's like Buddha. It's Buddha's like, belly.
Yeah. 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 All right, so let's play some more Whitney. We'll land in right here on WSCA LP Portsmouth 106.1 FM Portsmouth Community Radio. This is Mr. Right off her new CD, One.
Hold out my white flag, perhaps you didn't see this. War with love's hit a snag, it's way too much for me. Bought some binoculars and sat by the window so that I could see when you came for me. Come on, a white horse, a Lamborghini. Even E-Harmony would satisfy me. 'Cause you have to be coming. Please, Cupid, send me something. Yeah. I'm looking for with a name tag in plain sight.
give, give him uplift, and he won't round now. He gets me to the point, it's nearly over, but somehow, somehow, I'd like to get to know him. Somebody told me that I shouldn't claim him. Somebody told me that I should let him go. Baby, somehow. I can't wait till he gets older. Then I can assure you we'll be fine. I won't bow out. I know nobody's perfect. With love, you gotta earn it. But until then, I guess we'll have to scream and shout it. Somehow, I'd like to get to know him. Somebody told me that I should claim him. Somebody told me that I should let him go.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. Right there, Dana Fuchs with Summer Song off her new album, Love to Beg. And she's going to be coming back to the area soon in August. I'm very excited about that. She's going to be playing up to a blues festival in Milford in August. Check that out. Get on danafuchs.com and find out where she's going to play. She is amazing. And before that was a brand new track from Joss Stone. Her new album coming out July 16th. And we got a new track from it somehow. Very cool. Just got it tonight, so liking it. It is now 9 o'clock, and you're listening to WCA LP Portsmouth 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. And I want to tell you, fire permit reminder, with the exception of gas and charcoal grilling in above-ground non-combustible containers, fire permits are required for any outside burning in Portsmouth. This includes chimneys and metal fire pits, which must be at least 25 feet from any structure and should never be installed on combustible surfaces like decks. Seasonal permits